Tidal Virialization of Dark Matter Halos with Clustering Dark Energy, by Francesco Pace et al. We extend the analysis of Pace et al., JCAP, 2019-060, by considering the virialization process in the extended spherical collapse model for clustering dark energy models, i.e., accounting for dark energy fluctuations. Differently from the standard approach, here virialization is naturally achieved by properly modeling deviations from sphericity due to shear and rotation induced by tidal interactions. We investigate the time evolution of the virial overdensity delta vir in 7 clustering dynamical dark energy models and compare the results to the model and to the corresponding smooth dark energy models. Taking into account all the appropriate corrections, we deduce the abundance of convergence peaks for Rubin Observatory LSST and Euclid-like weak lensing surveys, of Sunny Evzeldovich peaks for a Simon Observatory-like CMB survey, and of X-ray peaks for an Arizita-like survey. Despite the tiny differences in delta vir between clustering and smooth dark energy models, owing to the large volumes covered by these surveys, 5 out of 7 clustering dark energy models can be statistically distinguished from. The contribution of dark energy fluctuation cannot be neglected, especially for the Chevalier-Polaski-Limber and Albrecht scores models, provided the instrumental configurations provide high signal-to-noise ratio. These results are almost independent of the tidal virialization model. This was Tidal Virialization of Dark Matter Halos with Clustering Dark Energy, by Francesco Pace et al.